Okay, now we move on to our committee reports, which are a standard, fare for board meetings. And I would like to take this moment to thank everyone who has agreed to serve on the board's committees. As I think you all know, the Board of Trustees couldn't function without the individual committees because all the heavy lifting really of evaluation of agenda items really occurs in the committee meetings. And I also would like to especially thank the committee chairs for their extra work on coordinating those events. Secretary Williams will be distributing the letter with committee assignments soon. And I would also like to note that the chair of the board serves as an ex officio member on all committees. I'll just read the assignments for you now as we have had many new recent postings. First off, academic and student affairs chair is Jill Smart, and also trustees Cepeda, Edwards, McMillan, Mitchell, Newsom, and Humphrey. Ray Cepeda is the chair of the Audit, Budget, and Finance and Facilities Committee, and is also trustees Edwards, King, Montgomery, Pearl, Mitchell, Newsom, Humphrey, and McKeever serve on that. Governance, Personnel, and Ethics is chaired by Patrick Fitzgerald. Other members of that committee include trustees Courts, McMillan, Smart, Mitchell, and Newsom. Stuart King is the chair of the University Healthcare System Committee and is joined on that by trustees Fitzgerald, Courts, McMillan, and Humphrey. So first we will hear from trustee Ray Cepeda, who's, as I said, chair of Audit, Budget, Finance, and Facilities Committee. Chair is yours.
Thank you, Chairman.
The floor is yours. Excuse me.
Yes, thank you. The Audit, Budget, Finance, Facilities Committee met on July 9th at 3 p.m. Joining me in the meeting were trustees Edwards, King, and Montgomery, and Pearl. The committee approved the minutes for the last meeting held on May 7th, 2018. The committee reviewed and recommended agenda items 13 through 16 on today's board agenda, which included two capital and real estate items, revising the dollar limit for settlement payments and purchase and renovation renewal recommendations. The committee also heard a presentation regarding the University of Illinois System's endowment pool asset allocation and portfolio structure. Following the presentation, the committee held a discussion regarding the investment policies at the University of Illinois System. In response to the discussion, Dr. Ghosh stated that the group will come back with a modified policy in September that takes into account the trustees' suggestions. Trustee Edwards also suggested that the university consider establishing an advisory committee to advise on investment matters. Dr. Ghosh noted that such a step is under consideration. Then the committee was briefed on the independent external audit services plan. And finally, in probably our shortest meeting in a while, Julie Zimaitis provided a summary of the audit plan for fiscal years 2019 and 2020. Under old business, Provost Cangilleres provided an update to the committee on the funding for the Carl Illinois College of Medicine. There was no new business discussed. The next meeting of the committee is scheduled for Monday, September 17th at 3 p.m. That's all.
Thank you. Questions or comments for Trustee Cepeda? Okay. Next, I'd like to introduce a report from Trustee Stuart King, the chair of the University Healthcare System Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The University Healthcare System Committee met this morning. Joining me at the meeting were Trustees Koritz, McMillan, and Humphrey. The meeting began with a brief executive session. After the executive session, the committee approved the minutes of the last meeting that was held on March 14th, 2018. We then approved the committee item to, quote, disclose certain minutes of executive sessions pursuant to Open Meetings Act, end quote. Vice Chancellor Barish shared opening remarks. In his remarks, Dr. Barish highlighted recent staff changes that have occurred in the hospital system. The committee then reviewed the recommended agenda items 1, 2, and 16, which included items regarding Wolcott, Wood, and Taylor and a purchase recommendation. Mr. Michael Zinn began the CEO report by relaying a recent award received by the hospital and clinic system. He highlighted the improvements in the financial situation and noted efforts that have been undertaken to recoup funds that were underpaid in past years, as well as improvements in their cash position. Mr. Zinn then approved an update on quality then provided an update on quality control and safety, focusing on steps that have been taken to reduce sepsis mortality. He also noted that they are working to increase intensivist staffing in intensive care units. Dr. Shelley Major provided a chief nursing officer report and noted opportunities for improvement. Mr. Zinn then discussed the 3i project and stated that they are moving forward now that the Procurement Policy Board has found that there were no issues with the process, and he provided an updated timeline for the project. The Ambulatory Surgery Center and Specialty Clinics project was briefly discussed with Mr. Zinn. He shared that the completion date for that project will hopefully be in August of 2019. Finally, the strategic plan process was highlighted. Dr. Terry Vandenhoek then provided the Chief Medical Officer report. Dr. Vandenhoek shared information about his leadership team and their mission, vision, and values. He stated that they are focusing on medical staff engagement, interdisciplinary training, and information support. Finally, the committee heard the compliance report from Dr. William Chamberlain. He discussed the work of the compliance committee, efforts that have been undertaken in program development, and audit investigations that have occurred. It was noted that this was Dr. Chamberlain's last report, and he was thanked for his service to the university. There was no old business discussed. Under new business, Dr. Kortz noted that the Carl Illinois College of Medicine has opened and asked that the committee receive regular updates on how things are going at the college and noted that they have the full support of the committee. Also under new business, Dr. Barris shared that the 50th anniversary of the transplant program at the University of Illinois Hospital System was celebrated. The next meeting of the committee is scheduled for September 26th at 12:30 p.m.
Thank you, Stuart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any questions or comments for Trustee King? Okay, then we'll move on. Trustee Fitzgerald, if you'd be so kind to report on the most recent Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee meeting.
Sure. The Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee met earlier today right here in Urbana. I attended the meeting along with Chairman Kortz and Trustees McMillan, Mitchell, Newsom, Pearl, and Smart, who are on the committee, and I believe Trustee King also attended the meeting as a guest. The committee approved the minutes of the last meeting that was held on May 16th of this year. The committee then reviewed items 3, 4, 5, and 6 on today's agenda and forwarded them onto the board for consideration earlier today. The committee heard a legislative update from Ms. Jennifer Creasy, Senior Director of State Relations, who commented on the return of stability with the passing of the state budget. She discussed an increase in support for university operations, the first capital appropriation since fiscal year 2010, support for the Discovery Partners Institute, DPI, as well as MAP funding and funding for a new state scholarship program. She also referred to the passing of other initiatives and said the Office of Governmental Relations worked with Illinois Connection to send a thank you call to action to acknowledge the support of the legislators. She further elaborated that the Office of Governmental Relations is working to build support for other initiatives, including IPAC and Grow Illinois. Ms. Creasy also described visits and events at each university that demonstrate the benefits of each university to its community and to the state. She said that she will continue to expand partnerships on advocacy and outreach throughout the state. We then heard from Mr. Paul Weinberger, who is the Director of Federal Relations, who reported that President Killeen attended meetings with White House staff and members of Congress to update them on DPI and a new system-led infrastructure technology resources center. He told the committee that President Killeen and Chancellor Cook urged members of Congress to oppose legislation that would impact federal financial aid programs. He discussed appropriations to federal agencies and said the Office of Governmental Relations worked with members of the Illinois delegation to secure funding for specific campus research priorities. He reported on a visit from Congressman Rodney Davis to the Soybean Innovation Lab in the College of ACES at Urbana and described effort by ACES faculty to support agricultural research funding and legislation. He discussed immigration and international engagement and gave an update on DACA, restrictions on travel to the United States, and visa restrictions for Chinese graduate students working in certain STEM fields. He said the Office of Governmental Relations will continue to communicate the importance of a free and open exchange of information in higher education. And finally, the committee heard a presentation from Ms. Jodo Morton, Associate Director of Enterprise Risk Management, on using the enterprise risk management process to improve international travel safety. She referred to a system-wide task force on international travel safety and introduced Mr. Neil McGrillis, Vice Provost for Global Engagement and Task Force Chair, who described the process of identifying risk mitigation key focus areas. He showed the proposed recommendations and action plans to improve safety and security in response to each identified focus area. Committee members expressed appreciation for that effort, but also expressed concern that processes and policies vary across the three universities and urged that system-wide policies be implemented. And lastly, the next meeting of the committee is scheduled for September 26th of this year at 2 p.m. in Urbana.
Thank you, Pat. Comments or questions for Trustee Fitzgerald? Okay. Next, Trustee Jill Smart, Chair, Academic and Student Affairs Committee.
Well, before I give my committee report, my technology is buzzing away with Crane's breaking news of UIC John Marshall Law School is a go. So I'm sure you're all getting that on your phone. So, so the Academic and Student Affairs Committee met today, although it seems like a few days ago. Joining me at the meeting were Trustees Cepeda, Edwards, McMillan, Humphrey, Mitchell, and Newsom, and Trustees Koritz, Pearl, and King joined us as guests as well. We approved the minutes of the last meeting, which was in May, and then we reviewed and recommended the board agenda items number 6 through 12, which we'll be doing soon, which include appointments, promotion and tenure, and academic program changes, this time only at Urbana and Chicago. Next, Executive Vice President Barb Wilson provided a presentation on transfer students into the U of I system. She shared demographic information regarding students who transfer into the system and stated that in the fall of 2017, there were over 12,000 transfer students enrolled in the U of I system. She shared steps that the system takes to prepare and support transfer students, which was extremely impressive. And she shared efforts that the system undertakes in order to recruit these students and shared a few very specific success stories. So it was really great. She also shared with us where they're coming from, where they're transferring from, whether it's community colleges, other universities. The committee held a brief discussion regarding the guaranteed transfer admission programs at each university and the process that takes place to set these programs up. Finally, we heard two excellent academic highlights from professors Hedda Maiden Kaplansky and Professor Amy Ando, who are university scholars from here in Urbana. Professor Maiden Kaplansky shared work that she's doing to empower families and professionals via telepractice, and she has a particular emphasis on parents and professionals that are working with children who have autism and using telepresence and video to help them. And Professor Ando discussed her research regarding using economics to protect nature. So they were actually very interesting, relatable, and I actually could understand like everything. They did great. And there was no old or new business, and our next meeting is also here September 26th.
Thank you, Jill. Question or comments for Trustee Smart? I believe at this time, Jill, we have a special presentation for our student trustees.
We do. So it is my pleasure to welcome our new student trustees to the board, Shayna Humphrey, Darius Newsom, and our returning student trustee, Trayshawn Mitchell. Would the three of you please come up? There he is. So as you know, Trayshawn is serving in his second term as student trustee from the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champain. Once again, I'll highlight, he has a triple major, studying political science, economics, and communications. He's been an outstanding example of leadership for his peers at Urbana and Champaign, and we look forward to working with him again this year. And he will serve, all three of them will be on three committees. Trayshawn will serve on audit, budget, finance, and facilities, governance, personnel, and ethics, and academic and student affairs committees. So we're really happy to have you for another year. Should we put our little pin on? There you are.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Darius Newsom is our new representative from the U of I at Chicago. He received a Bachelor of Arts degree from UIC and is now in graduate school at UIC, pursuing a Master of Public Administration with a concentration in urban governance. He's also working as a graduate assistant for the Office of Community Relations and is a member of the Graduate Student Council's Executive Committee. So I know that between all of his schoolwork that he's done, he can really be a powerful advocate for your fellow students. He will serve on three committees, as I said: Audit, Budget, Finance, and Facilities, Governance, Personnel, and Ethics, and Academic and Student Affairs. So we're looking forward to working with you.
Thank you.
And I'd also like to welcome Shayna Humphrey. She was at our May meeting, if you remember, because she was fulfilling the former student trustee's Edwin Robles' term because he wasn't here any longer. And now she's taking her place as the elected trustee from UIS. She's majoring in legal studies with the intent to go to law school after graduation, and she's embraced leadership and campus involvement in her time at UIS. She will be a real representative for them. I know she will. Shayna was selected by Governor Rauner as the student trustee with the binding vote. As you know, only one of the student trustees has a binding vote appointed by the governor. It's an important responsibility, and I know you'll be working with your other student trustees to consider their input on issues affecting all three universities. She'll serve on three committees: Audit, Budget, Finance, and Facilities, University Healthcare System, and the Academic and Student Affairs Committee. So let's also welcome her.
Thank you.
Now I will read the formal installation information. The statutes of the state of Illinois provide that there shall be one voting student trustee designated by the governor from one campus of the university and one non-voting student member from each campus not represented by the voting student member. And since that's in the statute, I can't change the word campus to university. The method of selecting student members has, but for the rest of it, I can. The method of selecting student members has been determined by university-wide student referenda at each of the three universities. The student members serve a term of 1 year, and it begins on July 1st of each year. In the installation of all members of the board, we tend to emphasize the duality of responsibility of ourselves as trustees. On one hand, a deep interest and loyal support of the university, and on the other hand, a stewardship on behalf of the people and citizens of the state of Illinois. A difficult interrelationship at times, which is, as a trustee, we must define and carry out, but in no way are they incompatible. Inevitably, the student member feels a kinship and accountability to the student body, and on the other hand, no less than any of the other trustees, the view of the university and its service necessarily must be broader than any one of the student constituencies or any single university in the system. This is a challenging perspective for us to maintain sometimes and a learning process for all of us. Notice the ribbons that we just gave them. They reflect the colors of the overall university system: red for Chicago, white for Springfield, and orange for Urbana-Champaign, all unified on a field of blue. As a member of the board, I welcome you to this responsibility. I look forward to getting to know you and working with you. So thank you. Congratulations. And could the chancellors come up and take a photo? Where is she? There she is. We can shift. More?
A little bit more.
A little more. A little shift.
Looks good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Joan. It's been a long day. Thank you. Thank you, Jill, for that. And student trustees, welcome aboard. Congratulations. I just wonder if you feel that extra weight on your shoulders now. It's great to have you. Okay.